Major pharmacy chains closing 880 locations amid financial strain. CVS Health, Rite Aid, and Walgreens are collectively closing around 880 pharmacy locations as they face mounting economic pressures, industry challenges, and post-pandemic retail shifts. The closures reflect a broader wave of financial strain hitting U.S. retail, with rising costs, change in consumer behavior, and increased competition driving restructuring and downsizing. CVS Health has shuttered over 270 pharmacies recently, part of a larger plan that saw 900 closures between 2022 and 2024. The company cited population shifts, consumer buying patterns, store density, and community health needs as primary factors. It has also faced regulatory challenges, including a Tennessee law restricting ownership of both pharmacies and pharmacy benefit managers, and financial setbacks from its subsidiary Omnicare filing for a bankruptcy. Rite Aid has been hit hardest, closing hundreds of stores amid bankruptcy. In the past year alone, 111 pharmacies were shut down, with major losses in California and New York, as well as in Connecticut, Delaware, and Maryland. Rite Aid has sold significant portions of its store footprint to rivals, with CVS acquiring 64 stores across Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. Its total closures are nearing 500. Walgreens is undergoing a more targeted downsizing. While fewer stores have closed compared to its competitors, the company recently shuttered a distribution center, resulting in 469 job losses in Illinois and 159 in Texas. After being acquired by Sycamore Partners for $23.7 billion and split into multiple entities, Walgreens has continued to close select locations, including a South Carolina store in January and a Boston area store replaced by Trader Joe's. The wave of pharmacy closures reflects a broader trend of retail instability, with numerous chains, including Joann Fabrics, Hooters, Forever 21, and Boardsport brands under Liberated Brands filing for bankruptcy or shutting down stores in response to post-COVID economic realities and shifting consumer demand.